Episode 779, The Battle for Your Mind.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, and welcome to Mindset Monday. Today, you have an amazing day. It's a brand new week. It's time to rise and shine because it is the day to conquer the battle for your mind. That's what we're chatting about today for Mindset Monday. But before we get into that, we have to give a huge warm shout out to all of our brand new family members. I am so excited that you are here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Woo! I don't know about you, my blood is pumping. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you actually had some downtime. Some time to maybe even relax, to chill out. Maybe the weather's getting good for you. Maybe you're getting a taste of spring. We actually had it earlier this past week, and now I'm really itching for it. Oh, I want it so bad. You know, but I think when we get a taste of something, we want more of it. Hence the battle for your mind. Getting what you want would be a dream come true for most. However, the battle for your mind might give you what you least desire. In our minds, we have this daily battle that's fought. Simply put, good versus bad, positive versus negative, growth versus setback. However you want to term it, it's, you know, good versus evil, right? We have this internal and external dialogue that affects our mind, body, and spirit connection. And I began doing some research, and it was interesting that the amount of thoughts that go through our heads a day, now it varies depending upon what research you want to get out there. There's some that's older. I think now because of social media and how our technology has begun to influx into our life, we therefore tend to generate more thoughts than what we normally would. So this is the figure that I came across and kind of generalized based on all the research that's out there. The average person has about 30,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. And you're probably saying, I don't think that much. Well, you know what? I was beginning to think that too, but I thought, well, what's a thought? Do we have to sit there and define what is a thought? I mean, a thought, is it a complete sentence? Because if so, sometimes I don't talk in complete sentences. Maybe I talk in, you know, exponential bad things. Or I may have thoughts that just, oh, they come and go. But I really don't sit around and go, let's ponder this for a moment. So we have that definition that's kind of a big question mark. But regardless, 30,000 thoughts a day, up to 70,000 thoughts a day, that's crazy. And if you're a heavy thinker like me, you may be pushed to the 80 or 90,000 thoughts easily. There was a study that was done by the National Science Foundation back in 2005, and they found that of these thoughts that we think, 80%, now listen to this, 80% of them are negative. Are you still breathing? Yeah, I just told you that 80% of your thoughts are negative thoughts. And 95% are exactly the same repetitive thoughts as the day before. And of those, about 80% of those are negative. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you what? The battle for your mind is a real thing. This is not something that's made up. Mindset is real. This is a battle that you get up, whether you know it or not. It's a war that you face every single day. There was a French philosopher and Jesuit priest who said this. Now, I will attempt to pronounce his name, but I apologize already because I am not French. I did not study French, and I'm sure I'm not going to pronounce this right. But it's Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Now, I will have that in the show notes, so if you really want to know how to spell it, it'll be there. But this French philosopher and Jesuit priest said this: we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Let that sink in for a minute, because I've just given you a ton of information. Yes, how many thoughts have gone through your head already? Are we up to 1,000 already? Probably. As a believer, as a Christian, just so you understand where I'm coming from, my perspective, we are born of sinful nature. But when we accept Jesus Christ into our heart as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit now resides in you. He resides in me. And you're like, the Holy Spirit, remember the Trinity? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There's three. God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, which is God the Son, here on earth, who died on the cross for our sins, so that when God looks to see us, he sees what? As perfection. And when we go about our daily lives and those feelings and what we get and all of that, that spiritual being, why? Because our body is now the temple of God, because the Holy Spirit now resides in us. Now, regardless of your religious preferences, what you believe or not, I want us to come on even ground here. If all of the above is true, and you and I are spiritual beings, you're going to have the enemy attacking you more and more. Think about that. Those self-doubts, those fears, whatever your hang-ups are, the enemy is going to attack you because you're vulnerable. He doesn't want you to win. He wants to take you on. So those 80% negative thoughts, they may sound actually really good, and it probably is a low percentage. Why? Because they're actually probably going to be higher when you're a Christian. You're going to be attacked. So let's look at this as a whole. Take 50,000 thoughts, just so we can have a number to work with. 50,000 is easy. 80% of 50,000 is what? 40,000 negative thoughts a day. So start counting. How many negative thoughts since you turned on this episode have you had? You probably already had at least 10. Come on, seriously. And those negative thoughts may have been things that you're like, oh, Christiane, I don't agree with you. That's okay. You don't have to agree with me. But it could have led to other things like, well, this is what I believe in. This is just wrong. And, well, I do this. And so you begin to have these thoughts. And they run through quickly, don't they? I mean, it's like split seconds, nanoseconds. We can't even keep up with them. Are you scratching your head? Because I sure am. When I began going through the battle for your mind and looking at this research, I was like blown away. I'm like, we do have a mindset problem here. We're messed up from the beginning. And you're like, well, where's the hope? You're supposed to give me hope. You're supposed to tell me that there's something better on the other side. And oh, yes, there is. And we're going to get to that. But you have to understand that the battle for your mind is real. I don't want you to think that you're doom and gloom because you seem like it's just negative, negative, negative. However, I also don't want it to be an excuse. It's easy for us to take our quote-unquote sinful nature and say, oh, well, because I'm a Christian, it's okay if I go ahead and continue to do wrong because I'm forgiven already. No, that's not what it says. And if that's what you believe, that's for another episode. But that's not what we're supposed to do as Christians. It's not an excuse. So we can't use the excuse of 80% of our thoughts are negative and so, oh, I just can't do anything about it. That's baloney. That's ham, that's salami. I don't care how you place it. It's wrong. You can change and affect your mindset. So I want to give you hope. Are you ready for this? It's a long one. Okay, so I want you to think about this and I want you to listen to the words. And I will have this in the show notes because it's like a paragraph. It's Romans 12, verses 1 through 2. God helping you take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. He gives you your best selfie. How cool is that? You see, the battle for your mind cannot be fought by your will alone. It must be fought by God's will. So how do you fight? What do you do? How do you build up that armor? How do you get up every single day and hit the ground running, knowing that you and God are in control together. You're on the same team. Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It's simply the RE principle. It's the Reclaim Excellence principle. You have excellence. God has given you excellence built within you, even though you are of sinful nature. But you see, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you were born again. You've probably heard that. You've had a new birth. You've been renewed. So reclaim your excellence. That's what we're focused on here. And there's seven of them. Why are there seven of them? Because seven is God's perfect number. So number one, you have to recognize the triggers. What got you to where you are? The negative zone. If you don't know that this is negative, then we have a problem there. Okay, so you have to be able to know that this is wrong. This, I shouldn't be thinking this. This is negative. This is taking me down the wrong path, etc. Okay, so you have to recognize the triggers. That's number one. Number two, you have to immediately renew your spirit. What did that hope first just give you? It told you right there to what? Go to God. Embrace what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Renew your spirit in Him. You got to get on your knees. Not literally necessarily. Maybe sometimes you need to do that too. But you need to have conversations with Him and ask Him. Number three, replace the negative with the positive. You got to replace. Just because there's negative, you can't just leave it out there. Something else has to take its place. So you got to take the negative and turn it into positive, which leads to number four, reframe the story. Change the event. Change it to what? Positive. Don't see it through a negative lens. See it through a positive lens. Be careful. Because as the beings that we are, we're going to see what naturally going to what? Oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't accomplish this. I didn't finish this on my to-do list. Every once in a while, you'll see those posts, either on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. They're like, oh, I didn't get to this. And I'm like, really? What did you get to? Celebrate that. So reframe the story. Number five, respond. Respond according to the reframing. Whoa, brakes on. Did you hear that? Once when you recognize, you renew your spirit, you replace the negative with the positive, you have now reframed the story. You now need to respond according to the reframing. That means what? You're not thinking negative if you needed a little hint. It's positive. Positive, I tell you. That's where you want to be. And I'm telling you this, it takes work. This doesn't happen overnight. It's a battle that you fight every day. You need to know and accept and embrace the RE principle. Reclaim excellence. The Holy Spirit's within you. I guarantee you, you have excellence that resides in you. So respond according to the reframing. Number six, replicate the goodness. We're not talking about trash and the yucky stuff, because if you keep thinking about all the negative stuff, where's your mind going to go? What you think about, you bring about. All these little sayings that you've heard, replicate then the goodness. And finally, number seven, rejoice. Rejoice. Be excited for what you have accomplished. Know that, say, yes, I recognize this trigger, but I turned it into this and I reframed this. Now, this sounds like a lot of steps, doesn't it? But as you begin to practice it, it's going to take a little bit of time. But pretty soon, this equals to like 3 seconds worth of your thought process. It's nothing, because you just begin to do it automatically. But it takes practice to bring progress. And you've got to have God's will with you. You can't do it alone on your own. The battle for your mind is real. So I want you to think back. When was the last time you had a battle for your mind? Oh, come on. I'm sure you didn't have to think that far back. Probably just maybe a day, maybe 20 minutes ago, maybe right now within the last 10 minutes of me speaking with you during our chat. The battle for your mind is alive, and it's time that you begin to deal with it because you were created on purpose for a purpose. You matter. You matter to God. You matter to me. You matter to the world that you touch. You are a woman, a man of impact. It is time for you to say, yes, I am going to conquer the battle for my mind, and it starts today. And I'm going to do it every day. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Are you willing to take the steps necessary? Are you willing to begin to heal your mindset? Are you willing to put on the armor that you need, reclaiming your excellence, and go to fight for the most important thing that you carry, and that's your mind? God's got big dreams for you, and he's planted those seeds within you. They're not planted there for them just to wilt and to die. He wants to feed them. He wants to see them grow. He wants to see you mature. It's time to take this seriously. If you want some help to fight that battle for your mind, I'm here for you. Click on the link, take aim. Let you and I talk. This is serious stuff, and it takes energy. When you're talking about your mindset, I mean, I've been one to have changed my mindset over my entire life. I was doing this when I was a wee little thing. You could talk to my mom. I know I'm probably one of those weird children, but I just was. I was always this deep thinker, and I would always go back, and I would reflect. It's important to do that. But even though I've put years and years and years of study and my own personal experience into it, and I've gone and I've read thousands of books, I've studied people, I've coached clients, I still have problems with my mindset. You never escape the battle for your mind unless if you are walking with God. And that's a pretty strong statement, but it's one I truly believe. Every day I put on the armor of God, and I use the RE principle. I don't have to sit there and think about every step because it's kind of something I naturally go through. And sometimes when I have to teach it, I have to break it down. And that's what's great about it. You want some help? I can break it down specific to you. Not to just the general world or population. I can talk specifically to Heather. I can talk specifically to Christy. I can talk specifically to Diana. I don't have to sit there and just kind of be like, oh, well, this is just kind of the generality. You matter to me. Click on that link, take aim, and let me help you. That'll begin our conversation. You matter. You matter to God. You matter to me. The battle for your mind is real. You want to change that mindset? Let's do it. We can do this together. Live, love, impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.